Representative, how are you?
Well, we're cold this morning, but other than that, Tony, doing very, very well.
Man, it is a little chilly out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And there's not much wind, but when it's four, it's cold.
It doesn't take much, does it?
Well, let's talk a little bit about legislation that you were involved with yesterday. I know that you're interested in allowing local governments opportunities to implement cost-saving reforms that will help keep tax bills from being raised. Talk about the Urban Cooperation Act.
Yeah, it's House Bill 4311, and it'll be up for a committee hearing Thursday, tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the Local Government and Regional Affairs Committee. And what the bill is, Tony, it allows local units to work together by taking out mandates that state government currently puts into place when they want to combine services or perhaps combine a department together, like East Lansing or Lansing, or maybe DeWitt and DeWitt Township. Currently, state government demands that all employees involved be raised to the highest level. And I ran across this when I served as mayor in DeWitt, and the township supervisor, Rick Lardy, and I were looking at maybe combining the two police departments. And it seemed to make a lot of sense since DeWitt Township completely surrounds the city of DeWitt, and we have two totally separate departments. But what would happen is that each officer would get the highest of the two different pay scales involved between the city and the township, the highest of all benefits, including health insurance and anything else that it might be offered by one unit, the other unit would then get. It actually, after a study, raised the cost of police services for us by over $100,000.
And it's not supposed to do that.
No, well, that's, you know, that's what a lot of people don't realize. And what I'm hearing from mayors, township supervisors, and especially city administrators, is if you're going to cut revenue sharing, and we are doing that, you've got to give us some tools so we can work together and combine services and take out the mandates. So in essence, what we want to do is go back to actual allowing collective bargaining to take over and allow the local units of government to work with their local union and work out how this may take place, because each unit or each local unit of government has unique circumstances, and it's almost impossible for us to legislate that here from Lansing. So to turn it over really is what we would like to do to the local units of government.
And your bill is actually part of a four-bill package, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Representative Hooker, Representative Denby, and Representative Kowal are also involved. And what we're doing is looking at different parts of the Urban Cooperation Act. My bill deals directly with local government. Representative Denby's bill deals with Metropolitan Transportation employees, or let's say like CATA, or we call it the Blue Bus in Clinton County. Representative Kowal's bill deals with municipal emergency services units, so that we're attaching or we're actually working with the different parts of the Urban Cooperation Act.
Where does your bill, as well as the rest of the package, stand as we speak?
Well, we have a committee hearing this Thursday. We're getting very, very positive responses. The Michigan Municipal League is very, very supportive of the bill. They're helping us line up mayors from across the state. I know the mayor in Wyoming is very, very supportive of this type of legislation because they're looking at working a lot closer with the city of Grand Rapids in combining services. If you look in my district, Gratiot County, a lot of the local units there are actually trying to work together, and this is the roadblock they keep running into. So I hope to get like Phil Moore, the city administrator from Elma, to come in and actually explain how they can work with St. Louis or Ithaca or Pine River Township to combine services and save money.
As we speak, how long do you think this process is going to take before your bills go up for a vote and hopefully are passed?
Well, you know, it's been in session the past two terms, and we've done a lot of work on it. And I'm actually hoping that sometime in March it'll actually be on the House floor for a vote. And I would like to time that with the governor's announcement in March about some of the tools he would like to provide local units of government to help them continue to manage their budgets efficiently.
What has been your thoughts on the governor's proposed budget?
You know, it was very refreshing to hear an honest assessment of state government and the current budget crisis we're in. I think he had a great message. I think he looked very determined and very focused. I support him very strongly on a lot of the initiatives that he wants to accomplish. We will be looking at his budget closely, Tony, and I liked his invitation because he said he wanted us to actually work on it and improve it. And we're going to try to do that in some small areas.
Okay,
corrections, I'd like to see some more changes.
What parts of the proposal don't you like?
There's no parts that I dislike. I'm a little uncomfortable with the large cut to schools. That'll be difficult for them to take on. I'd like to see more cuts in the Department of Corrections. I think we can look at doing away with their regional offices. I think we can look at doing away with some of the administration that's within the department, and that'll help save money. But, you know, in most cases, I'll say they're relatively small in that 90-some percent of the budget. I really thought he was right on the money with.
We're talking with Representative Paul Opsomer on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's 7:49 on Wednesday morning. It's 4 degrees. From what we understand, we had Tim Skubick on the program this morning, and he talked about how Governor Snyder does not want to see Michigan turn into a Wisconsin as far as the unions opposing state government and the governor, but it seems there are many Republicans in the state of Michigan on the Senate side as well as the House of Representatives side who are introducing legislation which is going to attack and take away some of the things that unions have. Well, how do you respond to that?
You know, I don't see anything here in the state of Michigan that is, quote, anti-union. Like with the Urban Cooperation Act, Tony, we're talking about, it actually goes back and involves collective bargaining, which is currently not allowed by state law. So I think we're actually, in many ways, supporting local control and local units of government working together with their unions to solve the problem. Now, a bill that will be up in the House today, the Emergency Financial Manager Bill, does provide consequences if they can't do that. But we're really delegating to them and saying, it's your problem. You know your unique areas. You solve it on your own. But if you can't do it, then the state will step in.
So you don't think that Republican legislators are anti-union and aren't proposing many other bills? Because I'm going to start naming them off here. There's a lot of concern there that that what's going on in Ohio and Wisconsin is going to come here because a lot of Republicans feel that, hey, I got to show the folks back home that we're anti-non-union, and you disagree with that.
I disagree with that. That's not what I'm trying to do, and I don't think that's what my colleagues are trying to do. What we are trying to do is work with a situation that we've had now, a structural deficit, for the past 5 years at least, Tony, that has not been dealt with. You know, we're not looking at undoing some of the things they're doing in Wisconsin, but what we are looking at is allowing local units of government to work things out, be it a school system, a city, or a township. And trying to provide, I think you'll see in March when the governor makes his presentation on local units of government, the tools he would like to provide them so that they can better manage and have more flexibility in managing their budgets and providing good service.
You know what's fascinating to sit back and watch, Representative, is the process unfold, because all of us taxpayers are interested to see what's going to happen. And with this new governor, it's just very interesting to sit back and watch, because he's a no-nonsense guy who wants to get some business done, but yet he's not trying to step on union folks, even though they are going to have to make some concessions.
I agree with that, and I would think the Republicans in the House are the exact same way. We simply have to balance our budget, and this is the money that we have. So let's sit down and let's get this, you know, moving so we can move Michigan forward and reinvent Michigan.
State Representative Paul Opsomer, I always enjoy talking with you. Can't wait to do it again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.